The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
John Malcolm is Vice President for the Institute for Constitutional Government and Director of the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies with the Heritage Foundation. He is on our guest line this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Joey. Good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. A lot of questions, of course, in reference to the FBI search of former President Trump's home in Florida on Monday. The first question here, and I want you to help walk us through this process. Does President Trump have a copy of the warrant? I mean, would he have, at what point would he have known this was about to take place? And does that warrant have information on what they were actually looking for?
So the answer is yes, he probably has a copy of the warrant. I mean, he wasn't there, apparently. He was in New York. But when the FBI agents show up, they're supposed to deliver a copy of the warrant, and the warrant will say, you know, the address and what they are looking for. What he will not have a copy of is the affidavit that supported the search warrant that the judge read before issuing the search warrant. Mm-hmm. So he'll know what they were looking for, but not what evidence did they present to justify doing this unprecedented raid of his home.
Yeah. And then at what levels are these types of things approved? I understand that they're searches all the time, but at
right.
this level and the search of a former president, it's unprecedented. How high up the ladder? Who knew about this, do you think, and who had to ultimately approve it, or is it just a judge in Florida?
Well, it required a judge in Florida, a magistrate judge, to sign off on the warrant. But there is, it's inconceivable to me that the decision to seek this warrant was not reviewed by both Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Chris Wray. I'm a former federal prosecutor as well, so I've obtained many, many search warrants during my 10 years at DOJ. It's impossible for me to believe that Chris Wray and Merrick Garland did not review this, you know, application for a search warrant before it was submitted to a magistrate judge in Miami, Florida, or Southern District of Florida, where Mar-a-Lago is.
Yeah. So do you think, and I know this is just pure speculation because of there's more we don't know about this than we do know.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, supposedly this is all centered around documents for the National Archives. I mean, would they have done something for this, this important or taken this chance? I mean, for once, Governor Andrew Cuomo and I, former governor, agree. He tweeted yesterday, DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic. I mean, that's what everyone is viewing this as a political stunt, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if there was a political stunt, but it was certainly dramatic. I mean, so it certainly appears from the word that's coming out that this is unrelated to the events of January 6th and former President Trump's claims about stolen election or election interference or anything like that. So several months ago, President Trump apparently turned over 15 boxes to the National Archives, which keeps presidential records and other government documents. And the National Archives determines that some of those documents were marked as classified. So you have to say, well, okay, he turned over those documents, and here, months later, the FBI decided we can't afford to just ask him to turn over more documents. We need to conduct a search warrant. Now, usually you do that kind of thing if you have a real fear, not only that the person wouldn't comply with a request to turn over the documents, but because you believe that they are in imminent danger of destroying those documents. Now, I have no idea what kind of an insider they would have who would tell them something like that. With respect to the gravity of the offense, I mean, you know, a president gets access to some pretty highly classified documents, but, you know, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had a private server at her home in Chappaqua, New York, that she shared with a former president and received and transmitted classified information over that server. They never conducted a search on her home and Bill Clinton's home. You know, I have no idea what kind of classified information Donald Trump could have. He's not supposed to have any. But it would have to be really, really serious. I mean, a former national security advisor, Sandy Berger, once walked out of a government building with classified information. He got charged with a felony, but he ultimately pled to a misdemeanor. And then there's the real question about whether these documents are classified at all. So when he was president, not now as a private citizen, but when he was president, he would have the unilateral authority to declassify all kinds of documents. And Kash Patel, who worked in the Trump administration at a very high level at the Department of Defense, said he was with the president when the president informed his White House counsel that he wanted to declassify all of these documents. So that'll be a question, too, about regardless of what the documents say, were they still classified when he walked out of the White House with them? But it certainly is dramatic, to say the least. For the National Archives inquiry to prompt a search warrant being executed, especially on the home of a former president.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, John Malcolm with the Heritage Foundation. For additional information and the great work that the Heritage Foundation does, go to heritage.org, heritage.org. I mean, this was highly unusual, right? I mean, why do you think, as a former federal prosecutor, why do you think they chose to do this search, or as the president called it, a raid, versus just issuing a subpoena and asking for this? There's a report that they met as recently as June that Trump walked into the room and greeted them, talked with them for a few minutes, and that communications was still ongoing.
Well, the only reason that they would do this is if they believed, one, that he would not turn over any more documents, and two, that he would destroy them. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's no reason at all. They could have issued him a subpoena. They could have just asked for the documents. But, you know, the only reason you go in and grab something is if you believe this person is never going to turn over these documents and will destroy them before they're otherwise obtained. That's the only conceivable justification. And the records themselves would have to be pretty dramatic and contain a lot of very highly classified information that could do real damage to the country before you could even begin to think that something like this would be proper.
Yeah. Will we ever know? I mean, is it possible that this will be kept quiet and we'll never really know what they found, or will eventually that will become public?
I doubt it will become public. One, I suppose we may know because President Trump or somebody else might get indicted for possessing the classified information. If that happens, I assume we will get some idea about the general nature of the classified information. But documents are classified for a reason. Now, granted, the government overclassifies stuff. They call stuff classified that probably oughtn't, should not be classified. But you know, there are very sensitive secrets that our government has about, you know, how we do the kinds of spying and whatnot that we do. And the government's never going to release details about really sensitive information.
Yeah. Yeah. John Malcolm, thank you for your time. Appreciate what you guys do at the Heritage Foundation. Again, you can go to heritage.org for additional information on the great work they do there. John, thank you again for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.